Good morning, everybody.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star Winner 2.5.
So, Colleen, you were telling us about the people in Colorado.
Yes, that there were like 100 people who followed a Google Maps shortcut because there was a bad accident on the way to the Denver airport, and they ended up stuck in some muddy field, cars backed up all over the place.
And it sounds terrible.
It was supposed to be half the time. My thought was, well, all these other cars are in front of me, so it must be okay. So I just continued. And it spit us out onto a dirt road, and that's when I thought, oh, this was a bad decision.
That was a bad decision.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes, but you know, it happens. I don't think it's ever happened for me.
Well, it happened to me, remember all those years ago
when
I flew down, I went to go pick up my new little Cabrio convertible all the way down in Atlanta. My plan was to drive it back, and I had done the MapQuest.
Right.
And ended up, I was looking for a hotel overnight and ended up in some backwoods part outside of Georgia. I mean, it wasn't good.
Yes.
I mean, I was in some dark, and I hardly had any gas left. That added the extra element of anxiety.
Right.
No, it's terrible.
I know. I remember you coming back saying, and we were like, what were you thinking?
Good question.
But you're here today, so I had a good ending. But what about you, 280-1025? Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling about the Google Maps thing.
Yes. Did you get lost?
Okay. So before Google Maps, there was MapQuest.
Yep.
Yep. So I was in high school, and I lived in Florida, and we were looking for the Tampa International Airport, which you would think would not be hard to find. But we had MapQuested it, and it led us to an empty lot next to a strip club in the shady part of Tampa.
That is actually the Tampa International Airport.
That's right. It turns out most of Tampa is kind of shady. But, yeah, that sucks, especially when you're trying to catch a flight and you're probably, you know, short on time, and that's frustrating.
Yeah, my mom was freaking out, and I'm like, how about we just follow the airplane?
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.